You know, God, when He created us in His wisdom, He did not create us to be alone. He did not create us to be individuals or isolated from each other. He created us to be a society. And we can see that throughout time, it says this is what God has been trying to bring us together as a society. You know, the instructions that He gave us, the 10 instructions, the 10 commandments, the top 10, as some would call them, were especially geared towards how and what must we do to be able to get along as a society. So, you know, how can you steal and be part of a society? How can you do any of the other, or break any of the other 10 commandments and be part of a society? But one of the most important parts is to love God, to have only one God. And there's a reason for that. Because God is that non-negotiable entity that we all have to be able to agree on, exists, and is watching over us, and is taking care of us, and is our Creator. We have to have that common thing in our society. Now, we know there's many, many universal things that we can go any place in the world, and if we smile, people know what we mean. Any place that we go, a smile is universal. Love is universal. And these are the things, and kindness and all of these other things that we've been taught are the universal truths that God has given us so that we can be a society. A society is dependent on those 10 commandments. As soon as you break those commandments, it doesn't have to be 10 commandments of God, but it has to be a set of rules, a set of laws that we all agree to. Imagine if we're driving 35, 40 miles an hour down the road, come to an intersection, and there's no light there, there's no stop sign, there's no anything. Then what's going to happen? You're going to have piles of cars on either side of the road. There'd be accidents all the time. It would be an anarchy. Without rules, without regulations, a society will turn into an anarchy. And where do the rules come from? Do you know that all of our laws, maybe not the traffic laws, but all of the serious laws that we have in this country and most out throughout the world come from God? They come from God. He is the one who has given us the way to live our lives, and He has showed us this is the way you should live your life. And if you live your life this way, you have the best chance of not only survival, but you have the best chance of having a good and loving society. Now, there is a word, it's a Greek word, of course. It's called utopia. You know, utopia is someplace where everybody gets along. Everybody gets along. And this is a word that was coined in the 16th century by an author who named an island utopia, where everybody gets along. Well, how realistic is that word, utopia? Can we get human beings together and every single person gets along with the other? It's unrealistic. And in fact, the word utopia means it doesn't exist. In other words, it's no place. Utopia. ou is the ancient Greek word of saying no, and topia is place, so it means no place. So it's a play on word, so that no place can there be a utopia. So there has to be order. There has to be rules, there has to be laws to bring order. And the first set of laws and the set of laws that everybody has built their sets of laws on are the Ten Commandments, the instructions that our Lord gave us to create a society. It's unfortunate that some people in our society throughout time have been looking for this perfect society. How do you put a society together perfectly? And of course, Plato's Republic said that in order to have a great society, the leaders have to be philosophers. Okay, and now later on we come in around the time of the Enlightenment, and people are coming up with all sorts of theories, J.J. Rousseau, later Karl Marx. You know, so we have all these theories of how society can work. But you know, all of these are with a negation of God. And saying, we have the ability as human beings to create a society of perfection. You know, most people don't consider Adolf Hitler a social philosopher, but that's exactly what he was when he's talking about the Aryan nations and how we are going to completely take over the world, and then we will have a perfect society. Except that some people in our society are not going to go along with it. So, along with Stalin, along with Lenin, those people have to be eliminated. Okay, well, how can we eliminate those people? That's immoral. But we don't believe in God. So morality is what we say it is. So as soon as you get rid of God, you can do whatever you want. And if Adolf Hitler would have succeeded, there would have probably been a few million Aryans in the world, and everybody else would be gone. They would be eliminated, because they did not fit that caste, they did not fit that rule. You know, Stalin, Lenin, all of these dictators, all of these socialist dictators, says this is what they did. Says anybody that opposed them, anybody that was problematic, they got rid of them. It's that simple. And they had no problem doing it because they didn't have a morality that came from a higher source. They thought that morality came from them. My friends, in today's society, morality is collapsing. And when I say morality, you know, a lot of times we think about, you know, different things and different people, but really, it's the way we treat other people is collapsing. Because we're not permitted to treat other people with respect, especially if they hold a different view than ours. This is very frightening to me, especially here in America. There is a professor in Dartmouth who said, it's okay to beat people up, it's okay to even kill people if they don't hold his personal beliefs. I mean, this is Adolf Hitler, this is Stalin, this is Lenin. These are things that we never, ever want to see here in this country. But we see that's happening in this country. And what are we doing? We're knocking down the Ten Commandments. We're taking them out of the courthouses. How can you take the Ten Commandments out of the courthouse when all our laws are based on the Ten Commandments? My friends, is God is under attack. Or we are under attack in trying to tell us that God does not exist, that there is no God, and that we must come up with our own morality. But we know that we cannot If we all come up and with our own traffic rules, and I say, well, red means go, and green means maybe, and yellow doesn't mean anything. He says, there's going to be an anarchy. He says, God has given us those rules in order to have a society. But our society will break down if we don't have God, if we don't listen to those rules. It's critical. He did not put us on this earth and then give us those instructions because he's training us like dogs to jump through fiery hoops. He created them for our benefit, for our good. He created the laws and the rules. Be aware that our society is approaching anarchy because they're afraid of a God. Everyone wants to make their own rules. Everyone wants to say what is right. Everyone wants to say what is wrong. Everyone is allowed to point their finger at someone and accuse them of the same things that they might very well be guilty of. It is absolutely bizarre. We're not even allowed to use our brains logically anymore. The world is coming apart. And it's probably a sign of the last times. But don't allow anyone to tell you there is no God and there is no reason for God to exist. Don't tell anyone, or don't let anyone tell you that you don't have to adhere to God's laws, or that you can pick and choose the ones that you like and the ones that you don't like, because this is going to lead us into a total anarchy. And I hope and I pray that this doesn't happen. But of course, it's been prophesied that we will have anarchy before our Lord returns. So be aware, keep steadfast to our God's, to our Lord's rules, to his instructions, so that we might be the society that he has created us to be. Because the society that he has created us to be might be considered a utopia, but that's in the kingdom. And it's not human beings watching over, human beings making the rules in the kingdom, but it is God, the only God, the only judge. Don't be fooled by the devil.